Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, what's happening, world? Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Beans. What it do, Moski?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? You know what I'm saying? It's another Sunday fun day. Ready to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Live
you
and direct to people. So let's do it.
You know it, man. Man. Thank you guys for tuning in. Shout out to our top five. They have not changed. United States, United Kingdom, Canada. Switzerland and Australia. Shout out to the five countries that stay rocking with us. We love you. And shout out to everyone else around the world that tunes in each and every single Sunday, okay? I have been talking with the people on the back end in reference to getting the numbers fixed, because I don't know if you guys can see it on your end in reference to the numbers, but they don't update as they used to update. They don't update anymore. So I know you guys be like, who's all tuning in? I can post the map. Yeah, we got listeners all over the world. But I'm working on getting that fixed and situated. All right. As another update, I did get a chance to talk to Smooth. Of course, he knows he goes too long, and I worry about him. If you've been listening to the show for a very long time, you know that Smooth is one of my best friends, and he is, you know, not the healthiest person on this world, and I'd be telling him I'd be worried about him because he works so hard, you know, with other things going on. And he was like, I don't die. What you worry about me for? I'm like, oh, my God. All right. So, yeah, you're okay. He went to being typical Smooth. So, you know, he's handling business, and he should be back shortly. He just had some things that happened during the storm. And as I said, you know, he had been at work when the storm hit, so he hadn't seen the damage. He didn't know what he had to deal with, you know, he has a football team. If you listen to the show, he has like 15 baby mamas and 60 children. And so with him being the person that he is, anything that happens with them, he has to jump in and, you know, play the role and do his part. So, yeah, he's actually getting his whole squadron together. So I was happy to hear that part. My week. Guys, listen, I was exhausted all week long, right?
Me too. I was drained
and
today.
I got to that point because I'm like, okay, am I hitting a roadblock? And whenever I hit a roadblock, I know it's time to just, like, sit down, redirect my attention, realign my energy, like, okay, Spirit, what are you telling me now? Because I was so drained. And I had been this way for a couple of weeks, but this week it was just like, all right, I need to reset my energy. Now, for me, being an entrepreneur, it really means that I get a chance to do different things and continue to grow, right? I get to continue to grow my business. I don't have to do the same thing over and over again. I get really exhausted by doing the same thing over and over again, right? And so generally when I work a job, right, I'm one of those employees that always moves up, okay, at a faster rate than most because I grasp my concept and I'm ready for something different. Well, with this particular job that I have, I am not moving up, but I put a block on myself, right, and, you know, told leadership, like, listen, they had one chance, and they didn't know it was their one chance, but I had already heard about the political, you know, garbage that goes on with the company about, you know, they want you to basically jump through a Cheerio for them, and then you never know when you're going to get to one that's going to open up for you, a door that's going to open up for you. And I just was determined that I'm not about to go to anybody else's job and do all of this extra work just to prove a point to you that I'm great, right? That's, I feel as though that is the white man's frame, white man's mindset of, you know, durability when it comes to their own people. You know, some of them have to do extra work, but they're coming in already making more money than people of color. So, you dig, I'm not doing all of that. So, I already knew that this job was like the job, I'm here till I'm gone. So, this is the first time that I have purposely just kept myself back, let them know I don't want to move up. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm just here. I'll help with what I can in my department, but I don't want a whole bunch of work. Like, this is my legit words to my leadership. Like, I don't want a lot of work. You know, I'm just here. And it's because I don't want to be drained and I don't want to be overwhelmed. But the challenge for me is learning how to do the same thing over and over again. Like, even in where I live, if I don't own my house, I don't like to, like, rent the same location for more than a year. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I need something new. I need something fresh. So this is, like, my challenge, you know, from being in a company that I'm not moving up in, because I know that I'm going to be 100% entrepreneur very soon, and I don't want to add any more to my plate. So it's just a challenge, and it's kind of draining me because you're like, oh, my God, you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. But I'm doing it, and so this week, you know, it was just really like I was exhausted. And so I had a great weekend, right, like a much-needed weekend, I must say. And then last night, when I finally got into bed, it was like, I don't know, I wasn't, like, I went to sleep, but I was just getting downloads. Like, you know,
downloads.
Like spiritual downloads.
Okay, spiritual like, download, but things are just hitting you.
Spiritual
like,
downloads
okay.
is basically
Talk
like
it,
when you're, it's like, okay, your spirit is like, okay, it's time to go to the next level. This is what you're trying to do. And when I have a conversation with spirit, like to explain it, there's no gender in the voice of spirit, right? Like, I can't tell you if this voice is a man or a woman because there's no gender. There's no soprano. There's no altone. There's
just
no nothing.
To it. Yeah, I get that.
It's just a voice that has a conversation with you. And so, you know, we had these conversations about what I needed to do and how I needed to do it. And the main conversation I had, I know I was in deep sleep, and then I started, you know, to wake up when the rest of the downloads came through, right? And so I was like, okay, now, granted, this is how asleep I was. You know that saying, they said, don't pee in your dreams? After I got the message of the downloads, I was like, okay, I need to pee. And it's like, I was holding it, and I couldn't, you know, I couldn't pee for some reason. And then I peed a little. So, yeah, I had got up and watched my covers. I got up and watched the covers. I was like, damn it, I fell for it. You know what I'm saying?
don't do that.
But it was a really good sleep, and so let me tell you, like this week I really haven't done anything. I really haven't even been upstairs, much this week is to make sure that they haven't tore the house down, you know, and say okay, straighten it up. Really, we have literally ate out all week because I've been completely drained, and that's like what I don't like because I don't like to look at my account and see DoorDash, right? They make so much money off of me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I need this energy to be restored this week because I'm ready, you know, to get in there and be able to cook or whatever the case may be. And if you guys don't know, like my schedule is tighter than a pony pussy. I don't know what to tell you. It's my schedule is locked. And so today, right, I don't know where it came from, but I got up and I heeded the message that was given to me. And, man, I got up. I took a shower. I started cleaning my room, you know, getting everything organized. I worked with my altars today. I haven't worked with my altars in a minute. I worked with my altars today, gave them fresh water, you know, gave them an offering, you know, lit my candles over there for my peoples. I cleansed my space, right? And so here is something that hit me, right? And this was a conversation I had, but it really hit me. You know, I had someone staying here. And not necessarily, it's just this person is going through so much in their life, and they have some demons on them that sometimes when you're around, those demons try to attack you too. But for me, like, I always felt the energy, you know, trying to attack me, and I always cleansed and it would go away. But they came back, and so I really had to do a lot of spiritual work when this person was here. And it hit me because I had just invited them to come back and visit me, right? And then I think spirit was saying no, like, no, leave them down there.
Like,
let them keep fighting their demons on their own, and I love them, right? And it's not them. They're demons, and it's probably a piece of who they are, too, because they two-faced it, you know what I'm saying, type energy. And, you know, they got some things that they got to work out with them. So I was like, spirit was like, no, you need to cancel that invite. I said, well, dang, you know, it hit me. I said, I haven't even been, you know, feeling that same type of energy since they've been gone. It's weird, right? But I think, you know, I was just in a stagnant, you know, in a stagnant type energy. Yeah, so I got up and I did everything that I was supposed to do. And let me tell you something. I grabbed this book, right? And last year, my son was going to school from home. And when he was going to school from home, I don't know what they was expecting. He was in the first grade. But they sent him this book home, and it says, Make a Story. And it's a writing journal, okay? And I don't know, like,
man,
I was guided.
You a little writer
on
us.
Okay, I was guided to this book.
He might pick up on that, too. Your son might become
a
writer as well.
Yeah, I was guided to this book, and it's empty pages, right? And it said, write a story. Okay. And so guess what? I started writing my story, like writing my spiritual journey in here. And So I picked it up. I did all of my cleansing and I did all of my smudging. And, you know, I was like, this is illustrated by me. And so basically I came up with another frequency of videos, right? And so what I feel is though, however it may be, maybe your views are going to go down on certain days, but you got to stick to it. So I came up with a whole frequency of videos Monday through Friday, right? And the one thing I've always said, Mo, when I start working for myself, I'm not going to be that worker that I'm working 7 days a week, right? Like, why? Nah. What is the point of being an entrepreneur?
If you're working like that, yeah, you got to have a balance.
Some people, they get on social media and they blow up. If you know me, I'll be on Facebook, but I really don't, I don't put my following based on social media or Instagram, okay? They are the biggest parties in censorship that there is. And so many spiritual people have lost their mojo based upon, you know, being in there. Even if you create groups, you got people that's going to come in there and report what you're doing. So when you look at people like Louis Farrakhan and all of these greats, he did not create a Facebook page. They created one for him, the people that was working for him. You knew who he was just by, you know, his word. You would go and find him, right? And I think I'm more so along the lines of that because I know people get on TikTok and they blow up. You know, they give their stories. They get on Instagram. They blow up. They do this. I don't even own a TikTok account, right? And so I was like, that's just not where I'm at. You know, I'm going to continue my journey. I'm not changing my journey to suit someone else's journey. If I bring a team on and they decide to do all of that, great. So, guys, we have a new schedule for Monday through Friday. Now, I will put out a video Saturday or Sunday with this schedule because I'm adding, you know, something else to the mix, but I came up with that. We have Zoom and Chill November 12th. I have
Zoom
six more
chill.
Slots left for that. I am so excited. So I wrote up my schedule for Zoom and Chill, got all of that out of the way. I'm going to start posting spiritual videos on the channel, so just different spiritual things that we can do in spiritual conversations as well as tarot, right? And it was a reason that people were like, why is your page not Spiritual Goddess Tarot? And I said, because I'm a spiritual being, so therefore this is going to be a spiritual channel, not just tarot. So I'm going to have all of that stuff on there. I got some ideas that I want to do with social media as well. I got all of that wrote down. I was doing that, and then I created a website. So
shit,
I have been saying I need to do a spiritual goddess website, right? And I created one, found one that wasn't too much money, and, you know, brought my domain, spiritualgoddess.com. Yes, I still own the newmisslovelyblack.com. That is coming back. But all of this in today now, like today, and I sat down for hours. And, of course, I'm going to revamp the Spiritual Goddess website some more.
Damn.
But I just got it up and running. So now if you want to book me, you have to go through my website. It's going to minimize a lot of interaction that I do with people. And maybe that's what's draining me as well because I'm doing readings at night. I'm doing lives. And then when someone wants a reading, I got to interact with them. This is the reading, X, Y, and Z. So that's going to remove some of the, you know, the interactions that I have, because you can now book your reading on my website. You can book Zoom and Chill from my website. You can book life coaching classes from my website. Everything is there. And we're coming out with products. So after that, I went and I was finding bulk products in which I wanted to sell. And I got them uploaded, got them in my cart. And I was like, okay, we got to do the radio show. So my week was like a rest and very exhausted. And then today it was just boom. It was a combustion of
from 0 to 100 today.
0 to 1,000, like in one day. And I was just really sitting here. And as things come, because when you get that new energy, that's that new moon
you gotta
energy,
go.
Right?
You gotta go.
When
gotta
it's
go
time to go. It's time to go. And so that's that new moon energy that I got. That was my boost as far as, like, let's make it happen. I got a lot of different, you know, items that came in from my spiritual space. And, yeah, you know, I'm just following my journey right now. So just trying to get more aligned and get more structured, right? Because I really wasn't structured. On my YouTube channel, I was just reading for zodiac signs every day. And if you had enough readings, then boom, I would read for you again. Okay, I'm putting out too many reads, you know what I'm saying, in a week for these zodiac signs. So now I need to add more structure. I need to add different. Now we're going to Money Mondays. So Mondays, I'm going to read for all of the zodiac signs, but for your finances, right? And then, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll do zodiac readings. And then Friday, I think it was like Friday, what are we doing? Because I know some of my listeners are listening. Friday, we are doing message from your ancestors. Yeah. So I'll do a reading for all zodiac signs, message for your ancestors. A lot of people believe, like, you know, how am I doing? What am I doing? You know, as a collective. So, it's, you know, I was doing 3 readings a day, and it worked for me. But now I'm, like, pushing back to do 4 readings a day. So I just have to get up earlier, and I have to go to sleep earlier so that I can, you know, stay aligned and do what I got to do. But that was my pretty much day. And, like, I'm starting my week out with, like, go gadget. Children are out of school here in Georgia for the week.
Wow.
I'm super excited.
So
I get to catch up on my rest. Huh?
No, you said they're out for the week. Like, what type of, like, holiday or
fall break.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. All right, thanks.
So, yeah,
right,
that was my little week or whatever. And the website is Spiritual Goddess. It's spiritual, and then it's GAWDDESS.com. So, y'all know I'm going to keep the business together before anything else. And
gotta,
I have a good squad that supports me. So, yeah, you know, I changed some pricing around. It's just because things, like I got to do it right. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
If you follow me, out of the 4,000 and something people that follow me, they know how official I am. That's why you are subscribed to me. That's why you follow me. And so it was like, I know my power, like, and you know my power, so it's time to switch things up. So, you know, I changed some things around with the pricing and how I deliver. Like, some you had choices for pre-recorded or video. Now we're going video for 30 minutes or an hour and only pre-recorded for 10 or 20 minutes, which is only right. And, yeah, so the prices for video readings, I updated them and I put them in the price of what they are as is. So, like, some people would be like, I want a 30-minute reading, but you could do pre-recorded. Yeah, no, we're going to do a video. So if you want me to sit down and channel your energy for 30 minutes, like, that's way different than you sitting with me and being able to channel with me. So being able to sit with me and ask questions, rather. That's what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, that's me.
Wow.
Just feeling renewed. Coming off an excellent weekend to an excellent day. How was your week?
That's good. All right. So my week was, it's funny that you said drained, because today, for some reason, I felt a little drained, but I'm good. My week is, well, this week I'm calling it High Off Life. And basically,
like that.
The reason. Yeah, high off life, because, you know, I am, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for a lot of different things that's happened in my life. There's a lot of good things happening, but I got to really kind of take it all in and just keep organizing it. So my week, like I said, so last Sunday was a show, and I was saying how the week before I was going to go to the dispensary for the first time. And, you know,
yeah,
this is something I've been kind of, like, geeked up about for a minute, you know what I'm saying? So, long story short, I got a chance Monday, you know, after I finished some interior decorating type stuff. I dipped out and went there, man. It was just a cool-ass experience. Like, I couldn't even believe it. Like, so, you know, I'm in there, and, like, the dude is from, like, Cali, you know what I'm saying, the owner, and it's just so mad, just chill, laid back, you know what I'm saying? It was right on the way to home, so it was, like, not going out of my way or anything like that. And just to be able to just see, like, okay, these are the different, you know, weeds and the different, you know, I'm really going to get into it too, like the sativas and the indicas and all of these fancy names and what they do and all this other stuff, because it's really a science to it. It's all natural. So just to see all that, and then so I was like, all right. So I got this one called I can't even believe I can't even think of the name right now. I should have wrote it down. But I got this one strain. Yeah, man, and it's been popping. You know what I'm saying? So got a chance to see how it is, and yeah, you know what I'm saying. Chill, but I know now my maturity level is much different from when I was younger. So now, you know, I make sure my business is handled before it's so wake and bake and nothing like that for me. You know what I'm saying? So it's always just like a nice little recap, like a glass of wine or something like that. So
right,
that yeah. So that was chill. You know what I'm saying? So that just opens up my whole new lane. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, like that's just pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool. And then this week too, I got a chance to kind of get back on my real estate. I'm really trying to find my niche because, you know, I took some time off. So it's like trying to find my rhythm. So I've just been really organizing that. So that's coming together slowly but surely. You know what I'm saying? Then I got a chance to kind of turn up, but I didn't because I was like, you know what? I got some things kind of going in because Bethany Bain, she was going to have a book releasing party in New York. Well, she did have a book release party in New York at some secret location. I was going to go, but it was like a Thursday night, and I was just like, you know what? I ain't going to do too much. I'm going to just chill, blah, 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 and, you know, I'll wait till the time is right to, you know, see about an interview or something like that. So, yeah, so I was like, you know,
look at mature Mo.
So I'm like, let me just back, not do too much. Because, you know, then I, you know, because Friday and Saturday is my busy day as far as, like, interior decorating. So I was like, you know what, I can't kick it out on a Thursday night like that. So I'm going to chill. So then, and then Friday and Saturday was good, you know, business-wise. And then today, like I said, I was just drained, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my wife does her thing, too, you know, as far as her business. So she, you know, that's the weekends is always big for her. So I was just like, you know what, let me just take today and just kind of – just chill and just see where I'm going and, you know, make sure I'm taking the right steps. So that's where I'm at. And then, of course, you know, I'm in my books. So I'm back on my Rich Dad, Poor Dad because I'm like, this is the perfect – speaking of download, this is the perfect download that I need right now. Get back
right
into my stocks and all this real estate and have it all come together at the same time. Because, like, I do want to take a nice getaway for Christmas, man. So I got to really get my shit in order if I'm going to do that. So, yeah, I'm just kind of focused on that. And then I got to have a little turn up in my reading now. I noticed that. You know what I'm saying? I finished the Carmen Bryan, what is it called? It's No Secret. You know, that's like basically like a Nas book. Nas and, you know, starring, like co-starring Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? But that was a good read, especially, you know, like I said, Nas is back in the news. Shout out to Nas. I think he got a new project actually coming out this Thursday, so I'm excited about that. And then, but as far as my turn up, it's like I gotta have something else too. You know what I'm saying? If I'm reading Rich Dad Poor Dad, I need some ratchetness too. So I was like, you know what? So I went to my library. I was like, you know what? It's been a minute since I read Horse Son by Donald Goins. You know what I'm saying? That's like a nice little Detroit tale. So I'm like, you know what? Let me get on that too. So I'm gonna probably start that this week. So that's my week. You know what I'm saying? So anything chill. I'm just taking in all this energy and just and make sure I'm channeling it in the right direction. So that's me.
Exactly. And I watched Clothes. And watch
okay.
My sheets, watch Clothes. I was like, where the hell did I get all of this energy from? And you know what? I just know that I have been so manifesting, you know, manifesting the strength, you know, to keep me going so that, you know, until I become self-employed, I don't want to get in a situation where I'm you know, mind boggled or I'm feeling stressed or anything like that, you know, because I'm not feeling stressed right now. I just have to continue to believe in myself. But I had a conversation. I would tell you this. I had a conversation with somebody in leadership at my job. And I think I'm blowing his mind, probably not in a good way, but he don't know whether it's good or bad, right? Because you already know. For us, like, corporate America is a white man-based system, And they feel as though, well, you know, this is your boss, so you can't speak like that to them, X, Y, and Z.
I never
And so
that
he was
way,
having a conversation with me, and he was like, well, you know, it's kind of like if you're having a conversation with somebody that's giving you lip with your McDonald's order versus having a conversation with your child versus having a conversation with your boss at work. And I said, my conversation would be the same between my children and the boss at work. If I go to McDonald's and I'm getting lip from somebody with my food, I'm giving them the food back because I don't trust you and I want a refund and I'm going somewhere else, right? I'm not putting any energy into somebody that's already upset because they really don't make enough money to do anything with. So I know it's not me, it's them, right? But I would talk to my children the same way I would talk to my boss because I teach my children to be able to have a voice. Now, my seven-year-old go overboard sometimes, and he asks why a couple of too many times sometimes, and I have to be like, just go. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you know, but I teach them to have a voice, you know what I'm saying, because they're not children like, okay, you can't have a voice or you can't ask these things.
Yeah,
you want to ask
have
questions.
Personality.
I said, and he was like, it's so many things that I can say. I can go on and on for like 30 minutes on how amazing you are, you know, to do that with your children. I said, but keep in mind, my boss at work is a boss to y'all. He's not my boss. She's not my boss, okay? This is someone where I came into a company, and they were structured by this particular company to be able to hold a certain position, okay? But in my world, when we say boss, you hiring people, okay? You cutting the checks, okay? You doing what you got to do.
Owner.
You are exemplifying what they want you to be, right? And most of it is fake because that's not who you really are. You know what I'm saying? And so these companies that have this fake structure on this empathy and sympathy and all of this shit, they're telling you to be fake to get the job done. Well, I ain't finna be fake and a bitch ain't got their mind right because I don't care who you are. I already know that I don't fit in corporate America because when I get a nasty email, you're getting one right back and I'm just going to go sit in the office and talk to them and they're going to be like, I know that email that they sent was wrong, but I need you. I'll work on it. Put some fluff on the email. Okay. Yeah, okay. Corporate America teaches you how to be fake. I said, so I told him, I said, so that person is a boss based on somebody else's standards, not mine. And the man looked at me like I was stone cold fuck crazy. He was like, whoa, like, what? You, did you just
it's
say
like
that?
Different.
Yes. I just said that. I said, I'm very different. And I would love to keep talking with you because I could really open you up to some different things. And I know that you may feel like, he might feel like I'm crazy, you know, X, Y, and Z. But this is why I'm an entrepreneur, because you're not finna play with me
because
I'm not them other people, right? And I said, how can I look at somebody and call them a boss when I make more money than them? I'm just asking a question, though.
It's no bosses, it's partners. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's it.
That's never, in my world, it's partners, but how can I look at you and be like, that's my boss? Bitch, I make more money than you. That ain't real life.
Like that term.
You're a boss based on you busting your ass for these folks. You know, as long as I've known, you've been in a supervisor position either here, there, or wherever, right? But you let black people come in. It's not the same for black people to get in supervisor positions as it is for them. Now, of course, you got a lot of these companies that try to move black people up along the ranks just to, you know what I'm saying, make it look a certain way. It's about who brown nose. I told him, I looked at him, I said, I don't brown nose, I don't ass kiss. So at the end of the day, any position that I've got in my life has been because I work for it and they know that I'm straight blunt. But to get me to kiss a white man ass, boy, listen here, the sky finna fall tomorrow. Straight up. Because at the end of the day, you're not better than me. You know what I'm saying? This universe is created of melanin, which is what I have. You don't have it. So I think my boss thinks I'm kind of crazy and this kind of Afrocentric black power. At this point, I think he thinks that, you know, I'm like kind of like a little off. And it's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. But, I mean, and he's a cool guy. But, you know, I had to let him know, like, what you mean? Like, how I'm going to be talking to somebody that's my boss? The same way I talk to somebody on the street. Y'all get the same fucking treatment until y'all show me that you earn something more. Like, when they send me emails, I'd be like, supreme gratitude, and still give you my spiritual talk. Like, good morning, yeah. Grand rising. Like, they stop speaking. So, I don't know. I'm going to be me, you know, like,
sound
hands
like
down. Give me a severance package. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, no, it sounds like y'all sizing each other up. But, like, you already got your exit plan in order anyway, so, you know what I mean?
And they already know it.
Yeah,
like,
so
I know he's asked me, like, my radio and shows and stuff like that, and I did not give it to him, but it was the gay boy that was working with me, and he probably gave it to him because that's just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
but, you know, he would be asking. I'm like, yeah, no. The one thing that I learned is if you find out what I'm doing, because, you know, white people real nosy, right? You know, hi, how are you? What's your name? What do you do for a living? Bitch, damn, can
yeah.
I sit down? You know, like, shit, the fuck? How about ask me what I ate? You know, how you just going to go to straight
yeah.
fucking me? But,
yeah.
you know, I'm pretty sure if they wanted to find out where my show was, you know, they would find out. I really don't give a damn. But
yeah.
I just wasn't going to give it to them to,
yeah,
you know,
nah,
to make
yeah.
your job
you know
easy.
Saying?
You know how these folks are. They
right.
try to,
right.
you know, they want to know
thing.
Everything
you know
that's going on.
Yeah.
You and they probably trying to figure out, like, how am I so freaking good at my job and yet, like, I'm so blunt. You know what I'm saying? And he had these
yeah.
conversations, they'd be recorded.
Well,
so,
you
know,
I
really
be
loving the show.
Job.
I say, them white people probably be sitting in the office listening to these calls like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigger? Like, I know.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, man.
I know they're going crazy. Like, oh, I think she's one of those woke people or something. Like, you know,
yeah.
I can only imagine what they said by listening to the thing. Did she really just say that? Yeah, she did. She did. Zero filter shouting. But, anywho, y'all, let's get into this conversation.
Yeah, I got to. I'm trying to figure out what this conversation is. But go ahead, set it up for the people, because I'm trying to, like,
okay.
maybe using some fancy words that I'm just not even hip to. So I'm like, what? Charter. But go ahead, charting.
I changed it. I updated it. I seen it. You must have seen it as soon as it came out. See, you didn't
yeah.
look at it again.
I'm
when
like,
I looked, I was putting it on the, when I was putting it on the show, I was like, oops, let me fix that. So it's fixed
okay.
now. Look, you ain't even.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm like, what is, I thought that was some fancy writer language or something. I'm like, damn, okay.
That's an asshole. No, what, you know what? Look, now I got to go look.
For real.
The topic
like,
is, would you believe, who would you believe about your partner cheating? Him or her or the accusers?
Oh, cheating. Oh, okay. Now it makes sense. I was like, sure. I was about to Google and everything. I'm like, is this some new shit?
You know what? I see you ain't like it. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? You don't really like it to be like, yeah, good stuff,
yeah.
Black. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah I
exactly.
had updated it. I seen it when I was
okay.
putting it somewhere else. And my nails are so damn long. I'm finna get me
okay.
Another phone, of course. And I'm going to get me
okay.
one with the pen on it. That's what I need, me one with the pen on it, so I ain't got to be trying
yeah.
to hit these buttons.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw a little fancy one. Yeah, they got a new fancy Samsung one with the pen on it, I think.
I don't like Samsung
anyway.
Because even like Samsung, the people I work for, like them,
yeah.
if you break them holes, man, you cannot even get it. You got to have some type of insurance
wow.
on there, because if you break them phones, it's no good.
Oh, wow. Well, you know,
I'm
team iPhone, but, you know, my wife got the Samsung, and I be seeing the little new phones, and I be tempted sometimes, but, you know, I'm embedded into the whole iPhone culture now, because I've been using iPhone for so long, but they got some new slick ones. Like, this one that I be seeing a video or a commercial for looks nice. I wish I got, like, two phones and just kind of had that as my gadget phone, but, you know, I digress.
I'm on Google right now, Google Pixel. And,
okay.
you know, I just really love Google. I'm not going to, like, so
okay,
I was on,
like they got some cool stuff.
I was like, I did LG Stylo and then a different LG. LG's not making phones anymore, but I kept my LG phones for a long time. Like, I'm not going to hold you. Those phones did not break often. Now, my Googles, it could be because, you know, I'm getting them off of the black market. And you know, she just said that. And they're gonna last for like a year or something like that. So I'm not buying these brand new.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm not buying these brand new as I would my LGs and things like that, but I see they got a Pixel 6 out. But I need something. But I like the one with the wings, like the flip phone. I want me another flip phone, child. You ain't going to tell me nothing. But I need, like, something with a flip phone so I can have two screens because I'm always toggling through multiple screens at all times. And then I need something with a pen on it because these are my real nails, so I'm not cutting my nails for a phone. I use speech-to-text so much, and then, hell, that still don't get it right. So, you know, I just be up the creek. But
I got you.
Yeah. Who would you believe if your partner was cheating? Your partner or the accuser? I'm going to let you start this one, Mo.
Wow. Okay, I'm trying to think how I can even approach this. Okay, so, all right, so for the people out there, tonight's topic is, who would you believe about your partner cheating? Her? In my case, her or the accusers. Well, you know what? I really look at my my relationship. Once again, hashtag happily married man. You know what I'm saying? I pride, I hope, you know, that it's built on trust. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and just to kind of, I guess, backtrack a little bit, like, you know, the reason why I married my wife, too, is because, you know, I'm a Leo, so I'm big on loyalty and stuff like that. So I just thought my wife was from a good stock, you know, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Just a good breed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think
okay,
she would be.
Sorry.
But you never know. You know what I'm saying? Like messing around. But you never know. You know, things happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you thinking like,
you're
like the white people, and that's why they be so devastated when things happen.
Yeah,
like,
when you,
that's
the way. You know what I'm saying? And the way y'all, the way women, the way y'all cover y'all tracks is a whole other level. You know what I'm saying? So, but if I had to be that person, I would want to be with my wife, and I definitely wouldn't have married my wife. You know what I'm saying? If I had to, because I know people is like that. They like, oh, suspect that they girl might be out here doing this and that. And if that's the case, then he probably is. If you are paranoid like that, and if you are insecure and all that, then you know that's just a recipe for a disaster, in my opinion. But so I mean, I would believe my wife. You know what I'm saying? Like I would believe, because I think she would be kind of straight up with me. You know what I'm saying? I think she would probably just tell me if it was the case. So I ain't going to just believe just somebody that would just accuse her or something like that. Because I want the same type of respect as well. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be one way and then something come up and then I'm...
What,
you know what
if
I'm saying?
You
like,
kind
so
of
I,
seen some things and this was somebody that they was hanging out with or whatever the case may be? Like everything that needed to line up was there, but you just didn't know. You were still just
like
waiting to take your wife's side.
And I'm a big, and sometimes this might sound like crazy, but I'm a big believer in what you don't know won't hurt you as well. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's just how I move. You know what I'm saying? So, and if I was with a female that I had to track like that, I would just come into it on a different level then. Like, I'm on some player shit when it comes to that. Like, if I got a woman that I
but
know,
you ain't gonna know it though.
What you mean? Like,
you ain't gonna know it.
I will.
It hits you when you least expect it.
Nah, I'm saying like if it hit my, well, my wife, okay, if that hit me like on something, then you know, it is what it is. I'm just talking about like now I'm already established with my wife, but I'm just saying if it didn't work out or whatever, we never did got married or we didn't work out and I met somebody else. Like now I got to come in soon with a whole new, what's that? What's the word I'm looking for? Just a whole
mindset?
New kind of angle. Yeah, a whole new mindset. Because like any type of person that you meet now, like that I meet now, especially at my age or whatever ages that I'm, you know, I have, like I know where my wife came from. You know what I'm saying? So I know what she all about. I know her. You know what I'm saying? I know her. I just know her type. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm meeting somebody else now, you know, I'm meeting somebody from New York, or I'm meeting somebody from Atlanta, or if I'm meeting somebody from just different cities, they got a whole resume that I don't know nothing about. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is I don't even expect them to kind of be faithful in a way, like in that, because they got partners they didn't have with before they got with me. So it's just like, and I'm a big component of I shouted out Bushwick Bill on the last show, but he got another song called "I Can Still F All My Ex-Girls," which, and I'm just like, yo, that's the dude mentality. If you put it down on a female like that, y'all got vibes and history, it's no, you probably can get it again, you know what I'm saying, if the circumstances lined up correctly. So I always had that mentality in the back of my head. So if that's the case, I'm going to be like, we got to have like a, I'll probably have like an open understanding, an open relationship with her or something like that. Or, like I said, my savage gentleman kicks in too. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, right now I'm very tamed because I'm with the type of person I am with my wife. But if I was with a whole nother type of breed of female, I would probably be a whole nother person. I told you, I pride myself on adapting to people. So, I mean, don't get it twisted. I do got that savage gentleman in me. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be reading my horse. Not to say that I will be wanting to pimp her or nothing like that, but I'm just like, yo, if that's the case, if that's how you getting down, and I can't trust you out here like that anyway, then, all right, let's come to an understanding. And that's just being real. So I don't know if that kind of – I probably gave you a few different angles to this question. But that's how I'm hitting it right now. So you tell me what you think.
Okay. No, and I respect that answer that you gave. So I think for men and women, this is different. So here is the difference between, and I'm going to break it down, so I might talk and tell a little bit too much, ladies, but I got to prove
we're
going to
trust,
right?
You. Go ahead.
So, yeah, men are going to trust their lady, and men have an ego. So if somebody come to you and be like, yeah, I smashed her, or yeah, me and her was talking, and then you're going to go have a conversation with her, and you're going to automatically take your woman's side because you're going to feel like, man, listen here, my lady ain't doing that with nobody else, and, you know, I'm too good. That ego kicks in for a man. So a man is more prone to believe his woman over the outsider, right? And it would only take for that woman to break down and tell him X, Y, and Z. Even if, like, this man gave, oh, see, we was talking via text. She'd be like, he made that up. A man would go with what the woman says, okay? Now, on the flip side to that, you have women that try to take that angle. And every single time, you end up looking very stupid, okay? Because women, you know, you have that womanly intuition. So you already know what's happening. You already know what's going on. You know, they could try to do things to make it seem like, you know, it is what it ain't or whatever. But for a woman to stick around and you absolutely know, like, you know what you got. You know what I'm saying? Your intuition told you what was up. I'm like this. If somebody came to me and was like, you know, oh, I messed with such and such, you know, okay, cool, I'm going to listen to it. Now, I was like, my partner was like, you shouldn't listen to nobody but me and what I say. And I realized at the time, I said, oh, he like young girls. Because young women, that's why these older men deal with young women, because they're easily manipulated. Even though they tough and they hard on the shell outside and they do it, they are so easily mentally manipulated, and you can train them to think how you want them to think, right? And they don't get it until they get older and realize how stupid they really was for this particular person. And they don't realize how stupid they've been manipulated by this person the whole time. Like, this person can be there and rock with you, but if he never really, like, he never outright just, you know, supports and promotes or none of that, you know what I'm saying? And anything he tell you, you feel like, okay, that's correct. That man gonna be in all types of relationships outside of you. Like, and that's just for real. And so I remember one time I was dealing with somebody, well, I was dealing with them heavier anyways, And I seen this chick. So I went to the chick. I was like, okay, you dealing with such and such? I want to know. Oh, don't talk to me and da-da-da this and da-da-da that. So you trying to deal with him. You know what I'm saying? And he's saying, listen, that's my homegirl, and I love her. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we do a good business together, but it's nothing but business with me and this girl. And whenever he posted her, he'll be like, this is my partner right here. This is my right-hand partner right here. Never, ever claimed her publicly. Never, ever said anything to nothing. So I was like, okay, you know, it is what it is, right? So, boom. Later on down the line, you know what I'm saying, I went my way, he went his way, but never really went his way. He always watched me. He always, you know, test the waters to see what's up. So then he came back, and I'm just sitting here paying attention to him. I ain't say nothing. I'm just paying attention. And, like, this time, I know he's being highly watched, so I move in silence. I don't say much. I might laugh at something and keep it moving, right? But I know that this person is still in the picture. Like, I know it wholeheartedly, right? And so, with that being said, it's like now I don't even feel bad because you were stupid enough to believe exactly what he told you. And if you are dealing with him, then dummy you. You know what I'm saying? That's on that type of energy. Like, you let this man manipulate you. So it's a difference between him and her. So if a woman come to me and say, I've been dealing with your man, am I going to get mad immediately? No, I'm going to do my own research, right? It's called common sense. I'm going to play it by ear. I'm going to see what's going on. I'm checking messages. I'm doing all of that. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm trying to see what's up. Because if he's good enough, he's going to make it to where, like, okay, nah, he's not even going to deal with her no more because you done ratted him out. So either way, if he never allows me or he was just that careful to where I could not get any information on my investigation, I know that he's not going to deal with you no more because you done told on him. You know what I'm saying? So either way, it's a win-win for me. Most men aren't that careful to where you can't. You know what I'm saying? You can't figure out what's going on, especially somebody like me. Most men aren't that careful. And at that point, I'm like this. I like people to be who they are. So I'm never going through his phone. I'm never being extra because who you are will show. Now, not to say that I have to deal with you, but I respect you for being open in who you are. Because when I see somebody that's just out there, I'm completely turned the fuck off. Like, there's no way in hell. You got all these women talking about they sleep. There's no way in hell that I lay with you. They're just not. Like, I'm completely turned. Even if I lay with you, it's like laying with the Sahara Desert. Because I'm not gonna get turned on by you. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, it's best to be honest. But being honest, you know, I'm not gonna be with you. But we still gonna be cool. You know, like, I'm cool. Look. We cool, buddy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if somebody came to tell me, I'm going to do my research. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to look it up. I'm going to wait and see. And if I can't, I'm going to manifest the truth to come out. So either way it go, I'm going to find out the truth. Whether it's now, whether it's two, three years from now, whenever it is, I'm going to figure it out. It's just that.
Yeah.
Like,
I just think,
you know,
when you start got to be like that in a relationship, then it's just like your relationship is fucked up anyway. And you know, basically, like, I'll give you an example of just, like I said, me and my wife are guilty pleasure. You know what I'm saying? We watch the reality shows or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So especially since they all started to come back from COVID and all that. So we were just watching Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And this kind of ties into the topic. So it was Safari and Erica Mena. So everybody, Safari was Nicki Minaj's former dude back in the day or whatever when she first came out. But now he's with Erica Mena, who's like been like a reality personality, basically. But long story short, they end up getting married, and now they got one daughter, one little, you know, baby girl daughter. And then as they was already beefing, she got pregnant again. So now they about to have two
kids. And she hid it now. Make sure you say that, because she did not tell Safari. She knew that Safari did not want any more children. She did not tell Safari she was pregnant until she was 6 months old.
Okay, yeah, stuff like that. So, and then, you know, so I'm watching, like, the latest episode or whatever. I don't even know if it was the latest episode. I think we got one more up there. But one of the most recent episodes. But basically, they about to go to the divorce lawyer, and she, you know, she's pregnant with a second child, and she like, this is all stressful. But the thing that gets me with that is, one, you knew the type of person he was. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know what you're getting into. So I don't understand. Now you expect this person to just change and be just totally different. Well, that's the person that's why you like the person anyway, or fell in love with that person anyway. So, and then, you know, I saw one part, she hired an investigator and found out that he was cheating. He just, and then I think somebody else asked about it. He was like, it is what it is or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? She like investigated me and all this shit. Like, what? Of course you're going to probably find something because you like looking for it. You know what I'm saying? So once a relationship gets like that, it's like, who got time to do that? Who got time to be hiring an investigator and stuff like that? I guess when you go into a divorce and you got, like, maybe a bunch of assets and stuff like that, you want to make sure it lines up correctly and all that. But if I you know, my intuition is too strong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have peeped all that before I even got with this chick or got with, you know, she should have peeped that before she got with this dude or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So when you got to start really, like, analyzing it, and then, you know, people coming you, telling you stories about, yup, your mate, that's just messy, man. And I can't deal with that energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm totally past that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for that because I'm going to be me. And I want my you know, wife to be her. You know what I'm saying? Once you want to start people coming into your relationship and telling you this, and if he say, she say, I think that's just a recipe for disaster, in my opinion. So I can't, you know what I'm saying? I don't really have a concrete answer for this because this is just energy that I really don't even relate to. But if I wasn't with my wife and I had some other type of chick, maybe this would be a topic that I could really discuss on. But even at that point, like I said, I would just adjust accordingly and like, all right, we got to work something out. Like I can take my feelings out of it and I can, be with other dudes. I'm going to be with other women and we just deal with how we deal, or we don't deal at all or whatever the case may be. But I ain't about to be some sucker for love type dude crying and mad and trying to figure out and hire an investigator to see if my wife cheating. Who got time for that shit? Like, it's too many other options out here to be all stressed out about one. So that's my opinion. To like put a
I heard that. Like, I'm not going to be in a situation. Like, if somebody, like, trust me, if I'm with you and we in a relationship and somebody told you that I'm messing with them, I swear to God, you better do your research because they lying. And people, if I'm in a relationship, I don't cheat. Like, I talk about why I don't cheat. I've talked about it on this show, but I don't cheat. You know what I'm saying? I'm too scared to. I made a promise to the universe when the universe spared my life for me to be here. And a part of me be like, well, I'm still here because I had a purpose to be here. But I still told the universe in that process that I would never put myself anywhere close to being in this situation. So that's why I am very open and honest, right? So if anything, we're going to be in a poly. But I haven't been in a poly in a while.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you for you to understand, okay, either it's just you or it's you and you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to cheat on any damn body,
but
right?
You let the person know, you keeping it a buck, like. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I got to, because I've already made this deal.
If that person chooses to deal with you, they can't be pissed because you told them what it is. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a big
part.
What am I? I'm saying, like, you know.
Yeah,
what it is.
And I'm scared. So, like, no, I'm spirit come back and be like, remember when you said on this day in 2006 that if I got you out of this, I'd be like, spirit, no, don't do it. I can't, but no, I'm not, I don't cheat. So if somebody tell you that they mess with me while we in a relationship, like a committed relationship, then they lying, like for real, like G-shit. Even right now, I'm so bodied in my work right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, look, chill and go. Because I need to get my downloads. I need to keep my own energy. And, you know, when people come around you, they have energies that don't align with you. Or, you know, they could be depressed or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, these energies that you're dealing with. Go ahead. These energies that you're dealing with and, you know, you having soul exchanges with somebody that's depressed. And, you know, people are high vibrational, depression. They walk around with high vibrational depression, laughing and smiling all day and deep down inside. They feel like, you know, burnt dirt. So you just have to be mindful of that. You got to know. Like, and a lot of times you won't know because they just good people, and you will get notified. You know, spirit will show you things.
So you'll start to,
like,
see, you'll start to see red flags. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you see them red flags. You'll be like, spirit.
Yeah,
oh.
This person.
But why are you going to let me get 6 months in? And then, you know, like, no, we've been told you you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, like, you got to be mindful of who you deal with and interact with just on a general basis. And sometimes, especially when you're doing spiritual work, like, spirit will put you in what's called hermit mode, right? And when you get in hermit mode, you really just don't want to, like, deal with it. You're in solitude, you know, on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And so if you're chilling with somebody, you're going to chill, and then you go back into solitude. You know, you read it, you know, every weekend, once a month, whatever the case may be. You know, you just go in solitude because you're focused on what you're doing. But no, I'm not the one. Like, they come to you and we in a committed relationship and be like, oh yeah, she cheated, bruh, do your research. They is lying. But no, I mean, for my dude, I'm gonna definitely do research, because I'm never too arrogant. And I know men don't cheat based on emotions, they cheat based on the physical, right? And so should you put some shit in front of somebody, they gonna knock it down. They don't even care. They just, you got some people that just love to have sex, and so they don't even care about it. They just gonna have sex. So a man could never hurt me, you know. Even if you was somebody that, when you was dealing with me and you slept with my sister or somebody like that, it wouldn't hurt me because I know, you know, who you are. But whether I tell you I know or not, I'll never deal with you again. Or and if I did try to deal with you, the universe will step in and make sure that I don't get to deal with you. And then I have to snap out of it and be like, oh, yeah, I wasn't even supposed to deal with that bastard no more. So, yeah, I got people in life that I got kids from that I never, ever lay with ever again in life. So you got to understand, like, it be like that. So trust me.
True.
If I say, well, it's me and you, then it's me and you.
That's it.
That's it.
So I guess that's a good point to lay it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that was basically like your closing statement, right, for the most part.
That was. Now, I got something that I'm going to try to find it.
Okay. Yeah. So while you're trying to find it, let me set the people up real quick. So, of course, you know what I'm saying, if you're new to the show or you've been listening to the show for years now, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world-famous chop-up. So this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain issues and things that I thought was interesting that I just wanted to bring to the table. So, you know, before I get into the topics at hand that I want to discuss, I know Black says she's looking something up. So, Black, what you got on your mind?
Okay, so there is a video. You know what? I probably sent it to you. I probably did. Okay. Knowing me, okay. I was so thrown away by it.
Mm.
If I didn't send it to you,
your boy Russell
it.
Brand. That's your boy right there. Okay, where the Russell Brand?
Nope. This is Doctor. What is it, Doctor? What they call it, Fafafuchi? Whatever
Fauci.
This fool name is.
I think that's how you pronounce it. Okay. Well, you got some new.
I put it somewhere. See, that's the thing. I hope that they haven't taken it down. I put it somewhere, but that's how fast it is. But he was saying that, there's no basically to it. He was saying that sometimes you have to give up your personal right for the greater good of others. And I was like, what? They're talking about these vaccines. So, like, basically, they're trying to confirm that they try to confirm to make it make sense of why.
Why? What's up?
Why, they are making you give up your rights for this to be a guinea pig, basically. And so a lot of people are covering it up.
I mean, but that's such a, I don't know. You know, Black, I might have to.
Yeah, but no, you never, it's nothing in this world. It's nothing in this world to give up your rights. Yeah, no, that's bullshit. And if we don't stand, they're gonna keep pulling the shit up. It's not everybody is not in a situation that a lot of us are in to say, you know, fuck y'all, middle finger, you know, I ain't gotta work for your job. There are a lot of people that are doing it that's not in position to do it, but more and more people are finding their true independence and saying, you know, if that's how you feel, you know, fuck you. Right?
I just,
companies are trying to close up, but it needs to be more and more people to just, like, walk away. You know, these things are giving you, blood clots and heart problems and shit, and you're going to be like, okay, well, yeah, well, so I can keep my job. But, I don't give a fuck.
Well,
but hold on. I want y'all to hear this clip because it is very important. Right, and now that I want it, I think I sent it to people, and I put it in my story, and I don't see it, right? So keep that in mind. They always do something when something like this gets out, and they think, you know, they'll say it right there in your face. They'll say it in your face and think you're not going to catch on to it. Like, that's how slick these animals are. They'll say it in your face and think you don't catch on to it, and then when you catch on to it, they want to delete it. Like, oh, okay, well, what's going on? Who said it?
I just peeped this. It's this. If you get a chance, Google. I probably should keep this to myself though, because sometimes, you know, again, I don't know who listening or whatever, but there's a term, you know, and that I think is very interesting when it comes to, like, I don't want to say propaganda, but just certain things is pushed in the media or whatever.
Of course.
So, yeah, you know, off air, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably push you on to that and see what you think about it. But at the same time, you know, just while you're queuing that up or whatever you're finding it, I'm going to just get into a couple of the topics. And you just let me know if you got it or whatever. But because I'm going to get into a vaccine topic real quick, as a matter of fact. So I'm still kind of on the fence. But, you know, I'm starting to just realize this is just where the country's going, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it is what it is. And I just don't see it changing, you know what I'm saying, as far as this vaccination thing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, of course, I respect the people like you. And to a certain extent, Kyrie, you know what I'm saying, Kyrie Irving and you, because y'all basically had the same stance, you know what I'm saying? I know, you know, we do our show every week, and then, you know, NBA season is about to start, and, you know, I'm a big sports guy, you know what I'm saying, especially talking about it in a chopper. Kyrie Irving is in the news because he's, like, the main person that does not want to get vaccinated. So what I'm trying to say is this. I respect anybody who just has that stance. That's like, you know what, I'm not getting vaccinated. It just is what it is. Just be prepared to just, you know, certain things won't be offered or you won't be able to do because you're not vaccinated. But I think
I don't do shit anyway.
Yeah, but as a whole, you know,
we're gonna create our own shit that we can do. We can do whatever the fuck we wanna do. We ain't gotta do that shit that them white folks want you to do. That's why we been creating our own lane. Silently, they just don't know that. It's not affecting us how they want it to. We've silently been creating our own lane. Excuse me.
But at the same time, like I said, yeah. But anyway, so I guess that gets me to this one part. So basically, one of the big time, one of the sports things that was in the news this week was talking about the vaccine, and I was watching. I think it's what the Skip and Shannon show, which is Undisputed, right? So basically, they was talking about Kyrie Irving, who I just mentioned, who's still not vaccinated and is getting closer and closer to the season. So that's starting to really, like I said, that's going to really become a big time story. But Andrew Wiggins, right? Andrew Wiggins, he actually plays for the Golden State Warriors, and right now it's only three cities in the NBA that has this mandate. One is New York. The other one is San Francisco, and then the other one now just happened is L.A. So basically what this mandate is, you can't go to restaurants or gyms or any, like, social events, like, you know, concerts and stuff like that without showing proof of vaccination. So being that that's being that there's gyms that will qualify for the basketball teams. So basically, yeah, so Kyrie, you know, that's why he has to sit out home games. And then if he goes to play like the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco, because their arena is in San Francisco, he can't play there. And then if he goes to LA to play the Lakers or the Clippers, he can't play there. So long story short, Andrew Wiggins was kind of like, he had just stance. He didn't want to get vaccinated. He said that his family's getting vaccinated. He says he just thinks that he feels it in his heart that there's something behind it, and he feels that, you know,
exactly,
it could come back to haunt him later. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like I said, unlike Kyrie, I mean, he's made some money too, but not like Kyrie Irving's got a lot of endorsements and stuff like that. But those walls begin to dry up if you don't play basketball. I mean, right now he's good. He's made money, won a championship with LeBron and with the Cavaliers. So, you know, he's got a little. He's not pressed, so he can. $17 million is a lot of money, even if you got money. But he probably is in a position where, like, even that, he could be like, nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But Andrew Wiggins, on the other hand, is still proving himself. You know, he's made some money and stuff like that, but he's still not a proven player like Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? So, long story short, he took the vaccination, right? So, he got vaccinated. I think he took the Johnson & Johnson, which is the one shot. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, damn. So, I'm just wondering, too, like, dude, did you do any research? Because out of all the ones, you know, that's the worst one. You know what I'm saying? Johnson, those are the one you hear complications about more than the other two. But certainly he just said that he felt that he was forced to do it. And, like, you know what I'm saying, he did it because he wants to continue having generational wealth for his kids and his kids. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, all right, you know, my family will have to do it, but I'll basically follow the sword. And he was basically saying, like, you know, I hope just other people who have the same stance that I have are stronger than me. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was interesting. And, you know, and then what? And so, you know, Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp were talking about it. I thought this was very telling and interesting because, you know, a lot of these talking heads, their shows, they'll just keep it real vanilla. Like, they'll not really reveal what they did. They'll just talk about others. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, what's real about our show is, like, you know, we had a world famous chop up, but then we talk about things as, you know, in our daily lives and stuff like that. So anyway, long story short, Skip came out and said, yeah, he took the Moderna, vaccine, and then Shannon took the Pfizer. And he would tell her, you know, going back and forth, oh, did you feel any side effects? No, it was like, oh, you know, I think Shannon said, okay, maybe the first day I felt a little tired, but after that I was good. So I just think that's the type of dialogue that has to happen. That dialogue I respect, not just keeping it like to the, you know, like you talking about other people, what they did or what you shouldn't do, but you're not revealing
right.
Your story. You know what I'm saying?
So I mean, it's cool. Whatever they're doing, like I was just going to say, even with Kyrie, you know, Kyrie, he got to play ball. But just as you're watching Kyrie, there's other people that's watching him as well. Like, okay, what are we going to do? Some people took the one that you got to take multiple shots and they refused to go back. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, all I know is I don't give a what they talking about. This is the same people that's pushing the gay agenda. These are the same people that still honor their forefathers. You know, they won't change the Constitution for African-American people in this country because their forefathers, you know, whom, you know, were a part of slavery, created it. You can't tell me shit. You know what I'm saying? And anybody that exercises their God-given right to say, fuck these folks, fuck their jobs, and do your own thing, I support it. And that's just that on that. If my job told me tomorrow, okay, side note, R. Kelly's streams went up the week he got convicted by 500%. Good job for you, R. Kelly. But even if you said, if my job told me, like, hey, okay, you got to get vaccinated. One, I'm not getting vaccinated, so you can suspend me without pay. As long as I get my benefits, you know, suck a big dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just where I'm at with it. So, no, I don't really care with the people and people. I want to see what other people do. I was never created to be a follower, and nor was I ever a follower. It's plenty of things that everybody does that I won't do. Do you know this week I just got Netflix? Like, I didn't have Netflix. I didn't have Netflix.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not.
Hey,
one of those follower type people.
Like,
and there are plenty of people like me.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is you seem like you feel this in your heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel that same way. You know, it's not in my heart like that. My wife.
Exactly.
In that way, she feels it in her heart too. You know what I'm saying? But I just
the only thing that does the only thing that does to me though, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like when somebody tell me they vaccinated, I don't even really want them around me. Like it just be something like it's almost like they got cooties. So,
but you know that goes both ways.
That's
the same way somebody that is vaccinated does not. That's just I guess.
Yeah,
that's just
like please feel that way about me because that's how I feel about you. We are not going to be in the same building because you have the virus in your fucking body now. So no, I don't want you around me. There's two people like my, and it was somebody I was really close with. And this fool went and got vaccinated, and then I seen him, and I was just like, ugh, like, I didn't want him touching me. It was so crazy. I'm like, you got that shit in you. And I thought it was just me, you know, and I thought it was just the first time. I thought it was just the first time. No, the second time I seen him, it was worse. I was like, yeah, no. So when people be like, you know, they got vaccinated because everybody be so quick to talk about it. This chick at work, the old white lady tried to make a joke too much. You know, my husband say the only people that act like they don't have it all is the people that's not vaccinated. I say, well, I'm not vaccinated, nor am I getting vaccinated, nor is my tribe vaccinated. So I really don't know because I started to say you in an apartment below me, so I don't know how much sense do you have. You know what I'm saying? But you know, everybody want to make a joke and act like everybody in this world is vaccinated, right? And this is like, yeah, it's us against them. Y'all stay y'all ass over there, cootie face ass. So no, I don't even like people around me that got it, and they keep setting all this shit up and saying, oh, well, we're setting up vaccination locations for this and that. And as soon as they say anything home about mandatory vaccinations, that's when I'm going to, even if I have to pay for it, I'm putting him in homeschool. No, you're not doing it. Like, we're just not doing it. Like, no, the answer's no. You see how all this generation, most of this generation now is gay. Where the fuck that came from? What was in them shots that y'all gave their ass at birth? Fuck y'all. Like, everybody, they got something in them motherfuckers. Like he said, no. The fuck? All these goddamn Skittles walk around here. We had this shit going on when we was coming up, talking about, well, it wasn't as open.
Okay.
Bitch, ain't everybody just jumped out the cereal box, talking about, well, fuck it. No, bitch, it was something in y'all milk and shots. That's what it was.
Well, that brings me to the next topic again, and that I guess that's our vaccine.
I can't see it, but Dr. Fauci or Fugazi, whatever.
We're gonna have
a
little vaccine.
You have to give up. Sometimes you have to give up your personal right to do what's best for others. So basically, they're saying, you know, hey, yeah, we're making you give up your right, but you're doing it for the greater good of others. Fuck these people, because guess what? And that's how Democrats think. Like, bitch, the Gates would not. The Bushes would never,
you know,
like,
what?
I don't give a fuck about what other people doing, right? That's why we got to get this bastard out of this office. Y'all
like,
put the bitch named Crazy Joe, and y'all voted him in the office to get Trump out of the office.
But you know what?
Trump.
I miss my guy Trump. Don't get it twisted. But it has been quiet, though. I will say that. That's the only thing I can
fuck
say.
Fuck that.
Right?
That's the media. Stay ass out the media, and it's all good. That's the one thing that they wanted to do. It's been quiet. Yeah, it's been
quiet,
but guess
down.
What? This fool done cut the HBCU fund, right? That motherfucking fund is down, like, tremendously. You understand me? This motherfucker is taking your fucking rights away from you, making you mandate to get some shit that you don't have to get. This motherfucker is making you a guinea pig. The numbers are higher with the shot than they was before the shot. Like, what the fuck is he doing? None of this. He said, I'm canceling all student loans. This nigga's canceling student loans for goddamn veterans and shit. Where the fuck is the rest of the people at? He has not stood by much of nothing that he campaigned for, just like the rest of them, to get in there. And then say, if you don't vote for me, you not black. Bitch, I'm black and I still ain't vote for you. I wouldn't dare want this motherfucker to go a whole nother round. You dumb bitch. Joe Biden is one of the stupidest motherfuckers you will ever goddamn meet. And all you do is read what the fuck they tell you to do. Now you want to tax the people that go out here with the same 24 hours in a day as somebody else and bust their ass, but you want to tax them more because these motherfuckers don't want to take advantage of their opportunities to continue to take more money. Fuck you. Get the bitch out. So just as well as Donald Trump did 1 year, they need to let this asshole do 1 year or he need to fucking croak on a stroke. I'm just telling you. He need to get out.
He need out.
Like, we got to manifest this bitch getting out. Period.
Like, you was all the way turned up.
I don't care who
today,
they put in
tonight,
there. Bitch, go put Michael, what the fuck his name is? Magic Johnson in there, all I care. Get him out.
Oh my gosh. You own one tonight. But, yeah. So, moving on. So, shout out to Dave Chappelle. You got your Netflix. Definitely. So
love
Dave Chappelle,
it.
You know, on Thursday, he dropped, apparently, I think this might be his last comedy special, at least it's going to be on Netflix, but it's called The Closer. Did you get a chance to watch it? You got Netflix?
I did. He said that was his last one. He said, I'm not talking about the trannies till we laughing together. But basically, he flipped the script, and he called them bitches out. Because, and then he said it right, and of course, they mad or whatever, but yeah, he called them out. Every time somebody say something about a boy-girl or a girl-boy or some Skittles, you want to get mad, you want to ban, you want to do all of these things, when y'all do it, somebody. It's okay. He called their ass out, man, that shit was so raw, I love it.
Definitely, shout out, man, I thought it was great, man, like, so... It's definitely an instant classic for me. I think this probably is. You know, I enjoyed all of Dave Chappelle's stand-ups for the most part, but this was definitely went to the top of the line. This is definitely like my favorite. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just saying it because it's the latest one or whatever, but to me, he said a lot of stuff. And, you know, I was laughing watching it with my wife, and she knew I was feeling it because there's a lot of stuff that I be saying. You know what I'm saying? But it should be saying. So I guess, you know, people just be like, all right, whatever. But you see this guy, Dave Chappelle, you know, same comedian, say the same thing I'm saying. So I'm like, you know, talking to my wife, like, okay, so now, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is kind of, you know, this is the same, a lot of the stuff I've been saying that you be saying, I just feel some bullshit about sometimes. But it was just good to see somebody just, you know what I'm saying, just go against the grain, man, because, you know, and call this shit out, man, the way the media be portraying this and the way all this, like you just said, this, like, to, like, gay agenda, like, what's really happening with all this, you know what I'm saying, and the Me Too movement and all this shit, like, you know what I'm saying, it just seems like it took on a whole nother course of its own, you know what I'm saying, but yet, you know, like, if there's some black shit, then, you know what I'm saying, that gets a pass, you know what I'm saying, but this gay shit just goes to the top of the line as far as, like, you know, movements and shit like that, so I was just like, yeah, man, so he was definitely on point with that, and I gotta put it, I mean, still my top-notch stand-up performances is still the GOAT to me is Eddie Murphy. You know what I'm saying? Delirious and Raw, I can still watch those to this day and laugh. But, you know, nothing's at that top. That's the top of the top. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Richard Pryor doing something I like from back in the day, too. But that Eddie Murphy Delirious, that's when he had the red leather joint on. And then the Eddie Murphy Raw when he had the purple. Is the creme de la creme of stand-up comedies. But this is right there. You know what I'm saying? This one's, you know, not right there, but right beneath. So shout out to Dave. And I'm glad, like, if you don't go out, just go out. And I always say that, too. Like, speaking of Trump, too, man, that's the other part that pissed me off. Trump didn't get a chance to get his second term because when he was about to go out, he was about to just go out with a bang. Like, I don't give a fuck. They really wanted to get Trump out. Before Trump got on that, I don't give a fuck. I ain't got shit to lose type shit. You know what I'm saying? So... They wanted him out before he could, you know, just go all out with the shit that he wanted to do. And I think Dave Chappelle did the same thing with the Netflix. Like, cancel me. This is my last one anyway. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? If you take it off.
No, he said, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I got paid already. He said, this is what canceled is. Shit, I like it here. They're not canceling him. Y'all got to keep in mind, Netflix have to approve this on so many levels before it even go out.
Yeah, but they're talking about, what I'm trying to say is this, like, if they retract, like, okay, we get so many petitions that we're gonna pull it, you know what I'm saying? He don't care, because he, like, that's going to make it more popular anyway, just like how you just said with her Kelly. Like, okay,
they don't have to pull it off these petitions, you know that, right? Like, these petitions are just people going up and having them to look at it, right? He said nothing wrong in it. I mean, listen. That's why y'all need to stay with them vaccines. They do this shit with every special that he has. Every single special that he has, they do the same shit. Trust me.
Like,
the same thing. Every last one. Well, Sticks and Stones was way worse than this one.
What I'm trying to say is, the only thing I was just trying to say is, you know what I'm saying, when shit, not even Netflix, it could be something to just get controversial and all of a sudden people pull it, or the powers that be, the running network or whatever, like, oh, we need to pull this out because it's bad for business. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that whole cancel culture, which it happens. Like, oh, now because Kevin Hart said, like, he said it about Kevin Hart hosting the damn Grammys, or not the Grammys, the Oscars. Oh, now he said, I don't know if this is a good thing, if you don't apologize. And he apologized and still didn't host the damn Grammys. So I'm just saying, like,
but that was his choice to not host it after he apologized. Nobody did that. They told him to apologize so that he could. That was Kevin's choice at that point to not host it anymore. He was like, I'm over it. He said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he still apologized. So I would have just not hosted it and not even apologized. Why even apologize? That's my point.
Well, that's Kevin, because Kevin is stupid. Kevin is not even funny. So
that's what Dave Chappelle
I don't even know.
Why would you apologize? Like, you did all this and then you still apologize anyway. So you might as well host it.
I don't know half of the shit that Kevin be on. Kevin is just
anyway, but what I'm trying to say, the genius about Dave Chappelle is he knows how to play he plays them. You know what I'm saying? That's the part where people get played, he plays them. Like, when they said, oh, you had to do something, they wanted to come back and do the Dave Chappelle show back in the day. They gave him like 50 minutes. He walked away from it. And a lot of people, that's what people are looking at Kyrie now, like, okay, like Dave Chappelle, he walked away from $50 million because they was going to give him some new contract, but they wanted to have more creative control. Like, now they're going to push, now they can use him as a pawn to push certain things,
exactly,
certain agendas
but
that they
the
want to do.
Exactly, we're talking about what happened to,
like,
Nick
Cannon.
Yeah, he
exactly.
got the show back. But now they have more creative control with the pink colors and all of that shit there. So we are more woke than anything. Nick is going to, he won the money back, but he lost. He's going to lose his people. They had all kind of trainees and filming and all that. And other people are like, what the fuck is this? So, you know, it ain't the same.
And the whole Dr. Sebi thing, you know what I'm saying? One dude was going to produce it and put it out there. Now, like I said, we're not hearing nothing about that. So what I was just trying to say is Dave Chappelle, in the grand scheme of things, I like the way he's playing chess with these people. You know what I'm saying? And saying the shit that I wanted to, like, that I'd be saying, you know what I'm saying? Put it out there for the masses. So, you know, kudos to
everybody ain't selling these souls to they white folks. These people got money, but they want to control you because of your brand and who you are. I never wanted to link with none of these folks. If I get something, you gonna buy it. If I put anything on it that say a picture of about my life, you'll never get control over it.
Exactly. So that was one thing. So let me see here. What else? I got a few things in the chop up. So this is one story I kind of miss more. Hopefully, you know, Smooth's back next week. We'll revisit it. But I didn't see the fight, but I got to talk about the Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury fight. So that happened last night. I think it was in LA or Vegas, one of them. But I didn't watch it because I kind of knew how it was going to turn out, and it kind of basically happened the way I thought it was going to happen. But Tyson
I seen
Fury,
the meme, so I already know what happened.
So Tyson Fury, he did win it. Supposedly it was a really good fight. You know, I was on Twitter, like, going back and forth. I saw most of the highlights. Wilder, you know, he knocked Tyson Fury down in the third round, which thought like, oh shit, like wow, he might have knocked him, you know, got the knockout. But you know, Tyson Fury was able to come back, and then Tyson Fury, I think, in the next round, the fourth round, knocked Wilder down. So they was going back and forth, and you know, when you had a heavyweight fight and he's fighting, you know what I'm saying? That's just like Clash of the Titans, you know what I'm saying? That's just like going back and forth. You know, that's fighting at its best, because now, you know what I'm saying, you really seen just two big men go at it, you know what I'm saying, in the heavyweight division. So from that, you know what I'm saying, it gave the fans and the people what they wanted to put on a good show. But at the end of the day, Wilder did get knocked out in the 11th round by Tyson Fury. This is it. This is the third one. Wilder's lost all three. You know what I'm saying? It's over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hang it up for him, honey.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
The baby done, honey. He done.
Yeah. It's a wrap, man. I don't want to see him get knocked out.
He
made your money. Yeah. He tried to avenge your loss. I respect that, but dude got your number, man. So shout out to Tyson. You know what I'm saying? He's got his trainer's black dude from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? After the fight, they was, you know,
90 seconds.
Oh, wow. Damn. Time went by quickly. All right. With that being the case, so last little quick hits. So definitely if you missed the show, you know, check it out. You know what I'm saying? Black already tweeted it, so I'm going to retweet it out there for the people. You know what I'm saying? So if you missed the show, definitely check that out. You know, follow the adult Twitter page. That's Real Adult Talk, AWK. As always, you know, if you want to, I'm going to say this in a minute, but if you want to put a face to the voice, definitely, you know, holler at me on IG, you know what I'm saying, just keep it respectful on there, Mo Binns, MOBINNS, and yeah, so we only got like a minute left, that's it?
60 seconds.
60 seconds, all right, let me see here. What else?
Hell, I got a lot done while I was sitting on here chopping it up with you, and I was talking to you.
I folded
all the clothes up. All I got to do, that's it.
I was going to go over to BET Awards or whatever that happened and, you know, get into my BMF review. But for now, I'm going to just keep it light with just a quick music review with the last 30 seconds. So shout out to Currency. You know what I'm saying? He came with Stoned on Ocean. Or still Stoned on Ocean, or Stoned on Ocean Part 2. Definitely dope, man. Shout out to Currency, man. One of my favorite rappers. Just put it on for New Orleans, man. Just some cool shit every time. Cool Smoker's Delight type shit. Just always talking game. Always just, you know, talking about just being about your business and staying out the way, man. I respect that. So shout out to that. And, yeah, man, BMF, too. I'm a go in depth a little bit more. I'm gonna probably watch the new episode as soon as I hang up the phone here. Me and my wife can probably chill out and have a nightcap and watch that. But there's definitely definitely a dope ass Detroit story. Detroit to Atlanta. Shout out to Big Meech and all that, and Hold Your Head and all that. But yeah, man. So that's what's up. You know how we do every Sunday night. Real talk. It goes down with me and Black. So tell a friend. Log on to listen. And we'll be back next week. So shout out to Black on the Topic. Shout out to me on the World Famous Chop Up. Everybody be safe. Peace.
Peace.